AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Major bridge in Baltimore's collapsed. Shelley Adler has our report.
This morning, our state is in shock.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore, hours after a container ship rammed into the Key Bridge overnight, causing it to collapse in a matter of seconds.
The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
The collapse of that bridge is sure to create a logistical nightmare for months.
This is a place that is a normal commute route for over 30,000 Marylanders every single day.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The Supreme Court hearing arguments over ease of access to a medication used in nearly two-thirds of abortions last year. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar says there's no reason to challenge the Food and Drug Administration's approval of the drug.
FDA approved mifepristone based on the agency's scientific judgment that the drug is safe and effective. It's maintained that judgment across five presidential administrations, and millions of Americans have used mifepristone to safely end their pregnancies.
Plaintiff's lawyer Aaron Hawley.
FDA's outsourcing of abortion drug harm to respondent doctors forces them to choose between helping a woman with a life-threatening condition and violating their conscience. This Hobson's choice is intolerable.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to press ahead with Israel's offensive in Gaza. He says a UN Security Council resolution calling for a pause to the fighting has emboldened Hamas to reject the latest ceasefire proposal. Shares of Donald Trump's social media company jumped nearly 50% in the first day of trading on the Nasdaq, boosting the value of the former president's large stake in the company. Overall, stocks are ticking higher so far today. The index is near record levels. And the Conference Board's latest Consumer Confidence Index ticked down just slightly this month, basically holding steady despite concerns about high prices. This is AP News. Prosecutors are dropping securities fraud charges against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton in a deal which requires him to complete community service and financial restitution. And a high school teacher and two students are suing Arkansas over the state's ban on critical race theory in public schools. Lisa Dwyer has more.
The teacher and students are from the Little Rock Central High School. That's the site of the historic 1957 racial desegregation case. The current legal challenge stems from the state's decision last year that an advanced placement course on African American studies would not count towards state credit. Arkansas and other Republican-led states have placed restrictions on how race is taught in the classroom. The restrictions were part of an education law that Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed last year. The lawsuit asks a federal judge to strike down the Arkansas law as unconstitutional. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.